That was a heartbreaker. A straight heartbreaker. Knockout, drag out, indeed. Let's see how we're going to summarize this up. Talking about the Miami Heat and the Philadelphia 76ers in the play-in tournament. Started this game in the first quarter. A lot of little jitters, butterflies, teams going up and down. Couldn't hit any shots. They had wide open shots. They had something that was contested. But both teams was missing a lot of opportunities. The Heat in the first half had an opportunity to actually blow this team out. They were wounded. They had Joel Embiid laboring out there, not fully healthy off of his injury. They had a scheme in place. They zoned him pretty much the whole game. Took Embiid out, limited his touches. They stayed on top of Maxey. Their offense just sputtered, Philadelphia 76ers. They were kind of out of whack. Their zone had them a little flustered for a minute. They didn't know where they wanted to go with the ball. Heat was running out. They got some steals on the back end. They was able to get a lead up to 5-10. Then it went about 13-15 at one point. The Miami Heat controlled the first half pretty much. Not even playing well on offense, they controlled the game. If Tyler Hero just hit half of his shots, this would have been a blowout game. If he just hit half of his shots, Tyler Hero was broke this entire game. And it didn't matter if he was wide open or covered. He had some marvelous looks, just couldn't put it down. He put some down closer to the end to keep us right there to make it interesting down the stretch. But the bottom line is the Philadelphia 76ers made enough plays in crunch time to pull this game out. When you let a team hang around and hang around like Miami did, allowed Philadelphia to hang around, they was able to get a run. You know, this is a game of runs. Every team is going to get their run. When 76ers got their run, they never let go of it. Yeah, the Miami Heat came back after they made that run and went up by 5-7, but they stayed right there. Philadelphia never wavered. They were right there for the fight. So they hung around just for Miami to make enough mistakes. Missing bunnies, missing wide open threes, giving them extra opportunities on the offensive rebounds, especially that Joel Embiid and one in crunch time. That was huge. And what about Nicholas Batum? Where have this guy been? Where's Waldo? Where have this guy been the last decade? Usually have a stat line of 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 6 to 11 points. That's what he has pretty much on an average, game in and game out, pretty much throughout his career. Most things he doesn't show up on a stat sheet. Everybody knows this. What'd he do in this game? Came out with a 3-ball, shooting it from all over the place, got hot and dropped 6 threes. He was the X factor. You thought it'd probably be Maxey. You thought it'd be Tobias Harris, which he was broke. He was broke just like Tyler Hero. He couldn't hit a shot. The only shots that you see like that Tobias was putting up was probably at the YMCA. That's the type of shooting display he exhibited out there on that floor. Terrible. I mean, the crowd booed the team, booed him. That's how bad it was in the first half. Philadelphia 76ers crowd was booing. That's how terrible their performance was. And how so fast we forget. Because when they made their run, got back in the game, here comes the crowd again. But that's Philadelphia. They love you when you're doing good, but when you're doing bad, they're going to let you hear about it. And it was rightfully so for them, because they started out, it was just flat. 76ers was just flat in that first half. Both of them was almost slow walking, trying to gradually get themselves into the game. Because when it first started, I was a little worried. I'm not going to lie to you. Because I was like, okay, what's going on? The pace, I don't like the pace. We're not getting that many good looks at the basket. And then it kind of picked up a little bit. Zone against the 76ers was very effective. got them out of whack. They didn't know where they wanted to go on the offense. They took Embiid away. They limited his touches. They stayed on top of Maxey, forcing other guys to shoot shots. They weren't making them. But once again, when you let a team hang around, it was just missed opportunities for the Miami Heat to really seal this game. They never could get over that hump. You can smell a blowout, but they just couldn't get there. And the reason why they couldn't get there, because they sputtered on offense. They wasn't consistent on their shots. We're going to give out some awards. We're going to get it done. Chicago and the Hawks are playing right now. That's an elimination game. And that's who the Miami Heat's going to be playing next, the winner of this game. But yeah, that's unfortunate. This one got away. It definitely got away. But the offensive production wasn't there for the Heat tonight. Nobody really stepped up huge and big. I mean, Tyler Hero, I mean, he put 9 for 27 from the field. I mean, you put it up enough, some are going to fall. But overall, he was just completely off. But I love the aggressiveness. Because what we always say, if you're off and you're an all-star type of player, you unload the clip. He did that. He will get rewarded for that. Because shots come and go. But he stayed aggressive. And that's all we want. It's all we want from any player in the league that's an all-star, superstar. Empty your clip. That's what you get paid for. That's what your team is counting on. Not shying back, not wanting the ball, putting your head down because you missed 3 or 4 shots in a row. Put them up. Be yourself. Unfortunately, he couldn't put them down, and it hampered the offense because Jimmy Butler, of course, he got banged up with his knee, but that's the usual with Jimmy Butler. He's going to get banged up. He labors a lot of minutes. He's in there putting his head in the fire. So he's going to get nicked up a lot. But he was gutsy. He made some plays. He started to run early in this game, getting those backhand steals, fast break dunks. You know, out there playing cat and mouse game with him. That's what Jimmy does. But the moral story of this game is missed opportunities that cost the Heat this game. And just to lose it by 1 point. 76ers made the plays down the stretch. Miami Heat didn't. And they had every opportunity. I mean, Tyler Hero had so many clutch shots that if he would have just dropped them, I mean, he had some wide open looks. He had some off the dribble bounce back looks. Wouldn't fall at all. A couple of guys pitched in, but like I said, the offensive production went well enough to seal this win from the 76ers. And they both didn't play well offensively. Both teams didn't. Like I said, it was a knockout, dragout. Everybody expected that. Both of these teams grinded. Grinded hard. And Miami's going to get you in that little muck-up kind of game. And they're going to force you to win it ugly. And I got to tell you, 76ers are up for the challenge. They mucked it up. They went knuckle for knuckle. Knuckle for knuckle. And then Joel Embiid is laboring the whole game. And what does he do? He come up with key shots to put them over the hump. Of course, that and one. And he had about 2 or 3 of those walk-up threes that was clutch. So it's like you didn't get it to him in the paint. He went dominant down there. So what did he do? He took it to the outside. Took it to the outside and allowed him to walk up threes. But bad defense, of course. But when you got a guy that's that dominant, you'll be willing to give him a jump shot. You want to walk up and take a three? We'll give you that. Just don't come down low. And he made him pay for it. He made him pay. So far as the Heat, nobody expecting the Heat to go all the way to the finals. We've already talked about that as well. Nobody's saying they for the hold up a trophy. But games like this, when you see it right there in your sight, you have to get those. You have to get those. Now you're going to put yourself in a situation, you got to play the Bulls or you got to play the Hawks. You wanted to go in there on a good note. Weren't able to do that. But I want to congratulate. I want to congratulate the 76ers. They came in with a good fight. I want to salute them for sure. They were up for the battle. They earned and fought for this one and made the plays down the stretch. I got to find out on Terry Rozier. I was shocked he didn't play this game. I didn't hear anything about him being hurt or what the situation going on with that, but I was a little surprised not to see Terry Rozier out there. So I haven't heard anything about that. So that'll be something to look into. Why Terry Rozier didn't play in this ball game. Well, let's get to these awards. But like I said, this one here was tough. It was a heartbreaker. It was a heartbreaker. Knockout, drag out. And those are ones you be on your edge, man. When you're possession by possession, going down in the fourth quarter, those are ones I don't like. Of course, we want to see it as fans, but when your team is going through this stuff, man, whew, a lot of pain in the chest. A lot of pain in the chest. But let this one slip away. But like I say, if it's a such thing as a team, sneaking out a win at home is the 76ers. They did that tonight. So we're going to start with the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler, of course. He stands out with his 19 points, 5 steals. And those were key steals in the ball game. Very key steals. Because when the game was tight or... You know, the 76ers, they did have a lead here and there, 2 points, 3 points, when it was kind of close. Jimmy Butler's steals kind of opened it up a little bit, allowed them to gain the lead, and put a little more pressure on them offensively, and forced them to try to make shots, taking away Embiid, taking away Maxey, making somebody like Tobias Harris throw up shots, and man, he threw up some bad shots. And it was able to get the Heat out there running and holding the lead for a while. But yeah, 5 assists as well for Jimmy Butler. 7-for-8 from the free throw line. 2-for-6 from 3. He was 5-for-18 from the field. And you're going to see a lot of that 5-for-18, 6-for-this. A lot of players didn't shoot well. Told you it was a knockout, dragout. Percentages was not cute in this game. You wanted this game, you had to go out there and get it. You had to go fight for it. You had to grind for it. That's why Batum stole the show, and he is the player of the game. The X factor, out of the blue. Who would have expected that? You go in any game, you're not going to pick Nicholas Batum as the star or the guy who actually won the game for you. Yeah, he does a little things behind the scenes that don't show up on a stat sheet that's winning basketball. But roping in 6 threes, you don't count for that. You don't count for that at all. Even with a banged up knee, going out there giving it all you got, it looked bad. It didn't seem like he was going to continue to play. It didn't seem like he was going to stay in the game. It seemed like your night was going to be through. You wanted to gut it out. You wanted to get back on the floor for your team. You did that. It just, you couldn't get him over the hump. Too much. And besides, they ran some schemes as well. They put Nicholas Batum on him. You had Maxey hounding him. So they understand Jimmy Butler, Jimmy Buckets, playoff Jimmy, all the names he has at this time of year. They understand that. They want to try to take him away, just like they try to take Embiid away and Maxey. This time of season, you limit all all-stars. You limit all superstars. You take them away, make role players beat you. That's the name of this game when it comes down to win or go home. Plain and simple. So Jimmy Butler, with your performance, we're going to give you an Iron Man, of course. And we're just calling out double figures tonight. If the stats ain't looking good, you don't need to be on the spotlight. Plain and simple. Bam Adebayo. We could have used his point production tonight. He got in some early foul trouble. He never really caught a rhythm. When you got Embiid down there, got those long arms and big bodies, length, kind of deter him a little bit. You know, he starts off aggressive, then he kind of bags out, then he'll like look for an open man, which is fine because he's an all-around guy. He's not a one-trick pony. But it would have been a bonus for them if he could have got a few more points. 10 points is not going to do it. If you keep him at 10 points, you're giving yourself a big chance to beat the Heat. 10 points by him, 12 rebounds, 0 for 2 from the three-point line, which he don't shoot many of those anyway, and 5 for 9 from the field, which is not nearly enough attempts. Not at all. And Tyler Hero. He was the hired gun. He had the green light. 25 points. 5 turnovers is huge by him, but he pressed a lot. They was giving him the ball. You know, he had the green light. He was the offense. With Jimmy being banged up, you had to lean on him a little more than you wanted to. 9 assists by him, which is good. Real good. 4 for 14 from the three-point line. 9 for 27 from the field. That's what's tough. Like I say, if you'd have just hit half of that, if you'd have got like 14 for 27, the Heat would probably be winning this ball game. If he just got 14 for 27. Kevin Love, he added a little punch. Those two threes were huge by Kevin Love at the time. Old man River still rolling and flowing along. He had 10 points. And that's pretty much the highlight of his stat sheet. We ain't gonna call out those singles. But he had 10 points. And we'll just say he done his job. We'll give him a round of applause. And I don't want to forget Tyler Hero. He will definitely get an Iron Man for his performance. Just staying at it, unloading the clip, kept on shooting, being aggressive. That's all you ask for. Jacquez. Oh, Jaime Jaquez. They said it a lot of different ways. Jaime Jaquez. Jaquez. Okay, I got it out. But he had 15 points, 5 rebounds, 6 for 11 from the field, got him 2 threes, 2 for 4 from the 3-point line. He played well. I mean, he missed a couple of bunnies in the paint, a couple of drives that he kind of retreated back on that you want him to be a little more aggressive in that situation. And he had some turnovers as well that was pretty key. So we're going to give him a round of applause for his performance. He can do better than this, no doubt about it. So it won't be no stars for the Miami Heat. Nobody get no stars.
Oh, that's not good.
I'm talking about right there. If they make just a few more plays down the stretch, we're looking at a different story. We're looking at a gutsy, gutsy win. But it goes to the 76ers. Matter of fact, let's go check them out. You see the man at the top. I'm not even going to call him out. He had that YMCA game tonight. But hopefully his head gets in there because he was, whoa, my goodness. I mean, at least we can say he got 10 rebounds. I mean, even though Tobias Harris was off, at least he done other things. He had 10 rebounds and 4 assists. He just couldn't hit no shots. Joel Embiid. 23 points, 5 assists, 15 rebounds. 9 for 10 from the free throw line, 2 for 4 from the three-point line, 6 for 17 from the field. Those were two huge threes he hit. Huge threes. And that pretty much propelled him. It propelled him. You throw in his threes, his little two threes, with Nicholas Batum, 6. It was key. And Joel Embiid's three came at the perfect time to stop runs, to gain leads. The guy's going to get an Iron Man. He's going to get a star as well. Next guy on the list is Tyrese Maxey. 19 points, 6 assists, 1 for 6 from the 3-point line, 6 for 16 from the field. Okay game by him. They try to take him away. He had a lot of bodies around him. But staying steady and precise, he was able to be effective. He didn't rush anything too much. Because you know him, he's like this. And anytime he's coming down on that fast break, he's looking to get to the cup. Through bodies, through everything. He's done that a few times in this game, but he didn't do it a lot. So he was well controlled in this game. And you look at this and you say, yeah, you could say, pretty bad game, but not really. He had 3 turnovers. You want to keep that right there or at an even slimmer minimum. But for a point guard, a scoring point guard, 19.6 assists. I call out his little 3 rebounds. That's okay, but 6 for 6 from the free throw line. He was off on his 3. Okay from the field. He didn't unload the clip. And if they would have lost, you'd have asked yourself, why didn't you unload the clip? But he don't have to answer those questions. He don't have to answer those. They won the game. But yeah, if they would have lost, you'd have been wondering, okay, Maxey, you should have put the ball up a little more. They're trying to take away Embiid. Embiid is hurt. He's laboring. You're the next man up. You need more shots than that. But he don't have to answer that. Not with a win. Kelly Oubre. That guy's just a pain. Full of energy. Makes the right plays. Hustles. Get key rebounds. Hit big threes when he has the opportunity. Great slasher. Every team want a guy like that on their squad. Hands down. No doubt about it. Lengthy. Rangy. Handle the ball just enough. Can get to his spot. Can jump. Oh, yeah. Good pickup by them. Good pickup. And then we go to the man of the hour. Nicholas Batum. 20 points. Got him a block. Got 5 rebounds. But the highlight of his night was 6 for 10 from the 3-point line. And they needed every last one of those threes. Because he might have been 1 3-point short. They might have been having an L in this ball game. If he'd have went 5 for 10, they would have lost. They needed every last one of his threes to pull out a game 105 to 104. And he will get a star. So there it is in a nutshell. Game was full of opportunities. Two teams battling it out from start to finish. It seemed to get away a little bit from Philadelphia. In that first half, that's when I thought the Heat was going to go ahead and put their foot down and seal it early. But missed opportunities from the Heat. Not capitalizing on wide open jump shots, wide open threes, missing bunnies in the lane, tipping around rebounds, not being able to gather them up, losing the 50-50 ball situations, allowing the team to hang around and hang around until they get a little rhythm or they hit a big shot. After that, it's too late. So now you wait. You wait for the game, Chicago versus Atlanta. See where the chips may fall. But you got another opportunity. And you can't go into the playoffs like this if you want to advance. We're not really looking for you to go too far anyway. Probably not even past the first round. I mean, this is a play-in and you're already laboring. Team still trying to find a rhythm. You can gut it out. You can hustle all day long. But if you're not putting the ball in the basket on a consistent basis, Tyler Hero gonna have to find his rhythm like what he had earlier in the year when all this trade stuff was going around. He went out there to try to prove something. He was on fire. He was hitting everything until he got hurt again. Got to get that Tyler Hero back. That's the only thing can save the day for the Miami Heat. And figure out what's going on with Terry Rozier. Definitely got to figure out what's going on with him. Well, that's it, folks. That's it in a nutshell. Miami Heat fall to the Philadelphia 76ers, 105-104. For to get into this Chicago-Atlanta game, see how that turns out, but that's the low tier of the play-ins, that matchup right there. Pretty much almost want to watch on the ticker, but it's basketball. It's meaningful. We'll take a peek at it. Why not? But y'all enjoy yourselves, and thanks for your time, for sure. That's good in most sports, quick hits. Enjoy y'all night, and until next time, we out of here. Peace.